from Yemi Alade's new record called Rebel Queen. I heard her interviewed this week on NPR, and she was amazing, does great music, and I love that she brought in Angelique Kidjo there. Before that, we heard Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Searching for a New Day, Tufts' own Tracy Chapman with Mountains of Things. That's going all the way back to 1988 and her debut record, self-titled Tracy Chapman. And we started out that set of music with Kishana, and the name of that song was Elephants, featuring Nikki Conley. That is from Kishana's new album, Legacy. It is straight up 12 o'clock, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane, and we are halfway through Something About the Women. And Something About the Women is here every Saturday on Tufts University Freeform Radio. What our show does is we play music across all musical genres featuring women in the spotlight. And that's what we do here. And Sue is a host, and Kirsten is a host, and I am a host. And when I sit in and host the show, we do a feature that is called The Six Pack at Noon, and that is a six-song set. And sometimes it's a spotlight on an artist, or we feature something that comes from my mind, reflecting on a theme. And in the lead up to August 1st, I was thinking of a song that starts out, Salt Air and the Rust on Your Door. That is a way to start off the song that is going to round out our six-pack. But it did inspire me to put this together. So six songs going across some artists that I think you will be very familiar with, and some that you might not have heard of before. And we even found a way to squeeze in a show tune because, you know me. So here we go, our six pack at noon today, August.
August is not known for its kindness. August is not known for hanging on. Breaks the tides, pulls castle dreams into the ocean, till all you see is what is gone. August is not known for being steady. August is not known for being true. Lets the heat lie still against your skin, then sends a careless hurricane crashing through. Being patient. August is not known for what it gives. Days grow shorter, the moon comes in closer, stealing memories you can never relive. August is not known for being gentle. August is not known for bringing peace. Shifting winds and storms that batter leave you begging for that final release. Ooh, August took me away from you. the first day in August, I wanna wake up by your side. After sleeping with you on the last night in July, in the morning we'll catch the sun from the mountains to the bottom of the sea. When the day is over and the night air comes to chill us, you'll build a fire and we'll watch the flames dancing. You'll fall asleep with your arm around my shoulder, and nothing will come between us. On the first night in August, the first day in August,
here watching alone. My worst fear now my home. Such a cruel, such a cruel heart, such a cruel, cruel.
The band's packed up and gone, left me standing with my pennies in my hand. There's a big crowd at the station where a blind man sings his song, but he can see what they can't understand. It's the 33rd of August, and I'm finally touching down. 8 days from Sunday leaves me Saturday. Once I stumbled through the darkness, tumbled to my knees, 1,000 voices screaming in my brain. I woke up in a squad car, busted down for vagrancy, outside myself, sure as hell, it looked like rain. It's the 33rd of August, and I'm finally touching down. 8 days from Sunday finds me Saturday bound. Now I've hit my dangerous feelings under lock and chain, killed my violent nature with a smile. Though the demons danced and sang their songs within my fevered brain, not all like thoughts, Lord, were defiled.
Remember when I pulled up the second car and quit canceling my plans just in case.
And that was Muna covering Taylor Swift's song August. Rounding out our six-pack at noon today, songs inspired by August, Salt Air, and The Rust on Your Door. We started out our six-pack with Meg Braun. She's a singer-songwriter from Nashville, and that was her song August from her 2011 record Broken Places. And then we heard Carole King. That is actually from my favorite Carole King album, which is called Rhymes and Reasons, and the name of that song was The First Day in August. We heard Dawn Cantwell and Rachel Tucker singing the song August Winds, written by Sting, and that was from The Last Ship, an original Broadway cast recording. That show was all Sting songs, and that's a lovely one, August Winds. We had a live cut from Sarah Bareilles. That was August Moon from her Live at the Fillmore album. Joan Baez gave us the 33rd of August, going all the way back to 1971 and her album Blessed Are. And again, we just wrapped up with Muna and August. That is from their very hard to find EP called Live at Electric Lady that was released in 2022. There you have it, our six-pack at noon. Please, you know what's coming up between now and one. It's just more fabulous music by fabulous women. And then we've got Brian Young and a crash course for the ravers coming up at 1 o'clock.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. When he stored the gun, he didn't know. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I go to church on Sunday, incense in full bloom. I'm losing all of my conviction in this suffocating room. There are the stained glass windows pouring down the day. I'm dreaming of your body as I'm kneeling down to pray, praying that you stay. Be my midnight hallelujah. Stay. Be my 2 a.m. We can make amends. So many rules, no reason. Where the hell is grace? I'm tired of hypocrisy, 'cause nothing makes sense to me. So I go to church on Sunday. I'm trying for restraint, but I'm a tongue-tied black belt sinner, and I'm running with the saints. And I'm praying that you stay.
Maybe in the morning we can make amends. is a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and all of your shipper. See how I leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it all. Depths of your despair, making home down there is mine, you won't be shared. The scars of your love remind me of us, they keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it all. Sorrow in new treasure gold. Pay me back in kind. You reap just what you sow. We could have had it all. We could have had it all. It all, it all, it all. We could have had it.
Hell no, baby, watch me up and go. Mama said
way.
You're gonna take them back. Hell no. Baby, watch me up and go. Mom said that the boys like you never work out anyway.
Boys like you.
My girlfriend say, are you gonna be sad? If he calls you up, you're gonna take him back. I say,
thank you.
is how it works. It feels a little worse than when we drove our hearse right through that screaming crowd while laughing up a storm until we were just bone. Until it got so warm that none of us could sleep, and all the styrofoam began to melt away. We tried to find some worms to aid in the decay, but none of them were home inside the catacomb. A million ancient bees began to sting our knees while we were on. But it's a pretty song. We listened to it twice, 'cause the DJ was asleep. Bum, 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 bum. This is how it works. You're young until you're not. You love until you don't. You try until you can't. You peer inside yourself. You take the things you like, then try to love the things you took. And then you take that love you made and stick it into someone else's heart, pumping someone else's blood and walking arm in arm. You hope it don't get harmed, but even if it does, you just do it all again. And on the radio, you'll hear November rain. That solo's awful long, but it's a good refrain. You'll listen to it twice, 'cause the DJ is asleep.
Regina Spektor on the radio, and I had the opportunity to see her this week at MGM in the Fenway. Oh my God, she was amazing. She was amazing. And when you get to hear her live, and she does that song, she gets the audience clapping, ensuring that we are all clapping on the appropriate beat, and then hearing people sing. It's amazing. She's a wonderful performer. She was only doing a couple of shows here in New England. She did, that was Wednesday here in Boston. She did a show in Portland last night. And I think she's going to be in Stamford, Connecticut tonight. Regina Spektor. Before that, we heard Boy Genius. That was Not Strong Enough from their album entitled The Record that came out in 2023. Michel and Deggio Cello, Two Doors Down. That's a Dolly Parton song. I love her version of that. She is just an amazing bass player, right? Ingrid Michaelson, Hell No. We heard Kina Granis covering Adele's song In the Deep, and we started out that set of music with Jonathan Brook and Midnight Hallelujah. It is just about 1:15, and I have seen Brian Young. He is here. He is coming up at 1 o'clock. Crash Course for the Ravers. Great music. And let's see, I'm going to start this next set. I almost never forward announce, but I'm going to do it. This is a public service announcement. Sinead O'Connor, as we all know, died recently. Well, recently, meaning, you know, in the last 6 months. And there were a lot of people that were very concerned that perhaps she had died by suicide, given her struggles with mental health and addiction and all the things over the course of her life. And today, just today, her autopsy has been released, and Sinead died of complications related to COPD and asthma. She had a low-grade infection in her lungs, and that is what took her. I don't know. That feels important, at least to me, and hopefully to some of you. So let's listen to some of the late, great Sinead O'Connor.
No man's woman.
I'm sitting here talking with Brian about what a fabulous cover version that was, right? Paramore, Hayley Williams, Burning Down the House. That's from Everyone's Getting Involved, a tribute to the Talking Heads. That came out this year. Before that, we heard, Aaron McCune and Queen of Quiet. Cranberries gave us Wanted, and we started out that set with Sinead O'Connor and No Man's Woman. It is 12:57. Thank you so much for listening to another Saturday edition of Something About the Women. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we got Crash Course for the Ravers, so keep it tuned. Woohoo! And to play us out today, this is a song from, this is the most streamed album this week, according to Spotify. And I know I played her earlier in the show, but we needed to lift up this record because it was released in September, and it's pretty cool. She is hitting it big, no doubt assisted by Lollapalooza. This is Chapel Run and Hot to Go. And if you like line dancing or the YMCA thing, you got to watch this video. She's got her own dance to this. Hot to Go. Thanks for listening. And Crash Course for the Ravers coming up next here on WMFO in Medford.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.